Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Mr. E Show. I am he, coming from the Mississippi Gulf Coast area. I hope everyone is doing well this evening, and I hope everyone is surviving COVID-19, the little virus that's putting the whole world into a turn spin. But if we pay attention and do what we are supposed to do, do what they is asking us to do, make sure you wash your hands, make sure you sanitize, and just keep your social distance. And I think everybody's going to be okay. We just have to take it, as I say, I always ask a person when they got a big dilemma ahead of them, how do you eat an elephant? It's a good question. I always tell them one bite at a time. So we have to take this, what we're going through, our new way of life, 1 second, 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day at a time. Well, I want to speak to you. I come across this article. It's kind of very interesting to me. And maybe you guys have heard of it. It's called stashing. Now, stashing is the latest trend now that honestly is worse than ghosting someone. Now, I come across this article from Pure Wow, and I'd like to share it with you. It's very brief, but I wanted to bring it to your attention and see, have you been victimized by this stashing? And the story goes like this. It's been about 4 months since you started dating Jim. You go on hiking, binge the entire second season of Fleabag. I have no idea what that is. Together and eating at his favorite pizzeria. So many times you feel like the staff knows you're together. But guess what? You haven't met any of his actual friends, let alone any family. Wait, you did run into his college buddy on the streets, though. And they chatted for a bit. But now, come to think about it, he glazed right over an introduction, didn't he? And when you post a picture of you two, he asked you to delete it. Take a pass. Okay. Now, we're sorry to say, but it sounds like that Jim character is stashing you. Okay, hold up. What is stashing exactly? Well, stashing is when one person in a relationship makes the conscious decision to hide the other person from his or her inner circle. And yes, that includes both in real life and on social media. Of course, this is so much more reflection of the stasher than the stashee. But come on, it's downright rude and hurtful as hell. Now, great, the person I'm seeing is stashing me. Why is this happening? This is the story. There's no one reason why stashing happened. But we spoke with marriage and couple therapist Irina Furstein about it. She told us that the stasher may be stashing you because they, number one, are embarrassed by or have issues with their family, or two, don't see a serious future with you, or three, or carrying on another relationship simultaneously while in a relationship with you? Well, none, we repeat, none of these reasons or any other are good enough to justify making you feel like dirt. But having a little bit of insight may take the edge off. Now, how do you bring up stashing to the person I'm seeing? How do I do this? Ask them why you haven't met anyone important in their life. First thing you say. And follow up with questions. If they give you the runaround, there hasn't been a convenient time, can be filed under runaround. Okay? The conversation might bring you closer together over some shared vulnerabilities. Maybe the so-called stasher is not on speaking terms with certain family members or friends after a falling out. But there are also the potential for the opposite to happen. So what if you is met with backlash? Well, if this person is doing something hurtful to you and they respond in any way that's not supportive, understanding, or at least curious, it's time to reevaluate the relationship. Because let's be honest, that wasn't that tough of a question. Sidestepping your feelings is a major red flag. And that first thing sees it, if they play ignorant, that's a form of manipulation. Tough love, people here. So, remember that in conclusion, that a caring person will not want you to feel this way. And if they really do have a good reason for keeping you stashed, like a family matter, or they just wasn't there yet, they'll be receptive to the conversation and interested in moving forward. If not, then you deserve to be with someone who wants to roof you. And they just made up that term. And that means someone to shout from the rooftop that they are with you. So, that's the end of that story. So, what do you guys think? Have any of you guys been stashed? I think I have. I have in through my life. I think I've been stashed before. Didn't really realize it. Actually, until after I read this article here, that's what was going on. So, what about many of you? Have you been stashed? Or are you the stasher? Or the stashee? Which one are you? Just a little fun articles that I like to share. And I will come back with more to share with you. I'm going to take a little pause here. And then when I come back, we're going to discuss about a couple of things. Maybe just one thing. Sexuality and disabled people. We're going to talk about that. All right, let's go pay some bills. Well, welcome back, everyone. After we paid a little bills with Anchor, and that is Anchor FM. So you guys, if you want to, you know, get your podcast started, earn some money while you're doing it, then Anchor is your tool. Okay, fellas and women and girls, I just want to ask you a question. You ever been out, you know, maybe hanging out with your boys and out having drinks, and there's a table full of honeys, and they're all looking good, and you're talking and so forth, and you happen to see one that you like, and you approach her, and she's sitting down, and you're talking to her, and, you know, you exchange numbers with her, the conversation went well enough that you exchange numbers with her. And vice versa, ladies. You're there at the bar sitting there, and the guy's sitting there, and, you know, he buy you a couple of drinks. Y'all chat it up and have a great little old conversation. And you know, and you guys exchange numbers. Now, what after it's time to leave, and when she goes to leave, they roll up a wheelchair. Likewise for the guy. When it was time for him to leave, some of his partners, buddies, roll up a wheelchair for him to get in. Now, how many of you guys and girls would either make that call since you got the number or receive the call when the person call you back? That's what I want to talk to you about today. And that's it. It's an article that I want to share. Now, this lady, she calls herself T.Y. It's from the Mighty report. And I just like to share this little story, which is a little short story. So, and I just like to share it with you guys because I think probably some of us have been in that predicament. And we think, oh, no, there's no happening there. So, she says, when I was a young woman, able-bodied and attractive, I was often stared at, coveted, and pursued by men. Even when I got older and gained weight, I still attracted their interest. As soon as I became disabled and a wheelchair user, however, the attention abruptly ceased. Now, admittingly, the attention I received when I was young was not always welcome. And as I grew older, I became more skilled at deterring unwanted attention. But I didn't necessarily want it to stop altogether. She said, just about everyone liked to feel attractive and desired. It feels good when someone respectfully hit on you, she says, or does a double take when you enter the room. It's flattering and somewhat affirming to get a compliment from someone you find attractive. No one likes to feel ugly, uninteresting, or invisible. But that is often how I feel, she said, and I'm guessing I'm not the only one. Upon becoming a wheelchair user, according to society, I am suddenly asexual and agender. She said, young men don't even see her. Men her age won't look her in the eye. And older men smile sympathetically at me as if I become unviable as a potential partner. If I am such a sexual object, it's a fetish. There are hundreds of images and clips of women using their amputations in unpleasant ways. All women trapped and helpless in their wheelchairs while their partner perform various sexual acts. I've heard more stories of kinky sexual positions than a genuine romantic connection. She says, fortunately, she is married. She's happily married and don't have to suffer the dating scene. But that doesn't mean I don't appreciate being complimented or being found attractive. My husband and I still have a healthy attraction to one another. But intimacy in this body is much different than it was in my able body. This body is softer and looser. It sags in places it didn't before. It's not as flexible and graceful as it used to be. It doesn't feel as sexy. Intimacy, even loving, mutual, respectful intimacy can be intimidating and uncomfortable when you don't feel sexy. It doesn't help that society tells us every day that we are unattractive and unviable unless we are fetishized. But she said change takes time. She says, you know, little by little, the world is becoming more accessible. Perhaps a day will come when people with disability will be seen as just people. We do the exact same thing able-bodied people do. We just do them a little differently. But our feelings, our emotions, those are the same. Whatever body you're in. So this is what T.Y. says, Ty, I guess that's her initials, T.Y., says about being disabled. So what do you guys think now? What are your concept of, did you change? Or are you still in that, I don't think I really want to date anybody that's, you know, that's disabled? You know, it gives you something to think about. It gives you something to pause and think about. Because, as they say, everyone needs a little love in their life. We weren't put here to be by ourselves. So, that's my stories for today. And I just want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you for your support. And I appreciate you always listening to me and reaching out to me and giving me encouragement. So, again, guys, be very, very vigilantly about this coronavirus. Some people think it's not serious enough. Some people think it's government fed and it's just for a reason to make money. But people are dying. And we need to do our part in keeping ourselves alive and also keeping our loved ones and people around us alive. So that's my show for today, people. Once again, I want to thank you for listening. And you know, as I always do, don't let anyone steal your cheese, okay? And then if you get knocked down, make sure you land on your back. Because guess what? If you can look up, you can get up. Deuces.